The Brian McClanahan Show, episode 362.
It's time to think locally and act locally. Welcome to the Brian McClanahan Show.
Welcome back to the Brian McClanahan Show. Glad to have you back on the program. Very glad to be here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, like my Facebook page, and subscribe to my YouTube page. You can find all those social media accounts on my webpage, brianmcclanahan.com. That's B-R-I-O-N, mcclanahan.com. While you're there, give me an email address. I'll give you a free ebook, Forgotten Founders, and a free audiobook of the same title read by yours truly. You can support the show by going to mcclanahanacademy.com. It's always free to enroll. You get a free class when you do enroll, 10 Myths of American History. And of course, you can purchase one of my 12 courses there. That helps keep this podcast free of charge. You can also click on that support tab at brianmcclanahan.com. You can throw a few pennies my way, help keep these lights on, help keep the podcast going. You get a book plate. If you want my autograph on one of my books, I've got a new book out, Southern Scribbling, 60 Essays in Defense of the Southern Tradition. It's a great book, but I've also got a number of other books. So if you want my autograph on any of those books, you can get that book plate. I sign it, mail it to you. It's an awesome way to get my autograph. You can also go to LearnTrue, T-R-U-E, LearnTrueHistory.com. That's my affiliate link for Tom Woods Liberty Classroom. I teach there with Tom and a lot of other great instructors, so it's a great way to support the show as well and get great education. And of course, you can click on that shop tab at BrianMcClanahan.com. You can get my logo and all kinds of cool stuff and the Think Locally, Act Locally logo. So you can support the show, you can advertise the show, and you can get people thinking locally and acting locally. It's a great win-win-win in that situation. And as always, share the podcast around on social media. Rate it wherever you get your podcasts. Let your friends know you're listening to this podcast. We want to grow the audience organically, and that's a great way to do it. So anything you can do to help in that regard is welcomed. And always send your show requests. I do read them. I may not get back to you, but I do read them. So this is actually a listener-requested show. In fact, next week is going to be an entire week dedicated to a listener episode, listener-generated request. The idea is going to be a Supreme Court week next week because, of course, as I'm recording this, we all know Ruth Bader Ginsburg died and the left is melting down in a way they haven't melted down since 2016. And I can only imagine. I mean, look, there's already threats on social media. If Trump nominates someone and they ram this through, we're burning down D.C., whatever it is. I mean, we're rioting. I mean, these people are unhinged. This is why anyone would vote for these morons, these nincompoops. I have no idea. They're showing you who they are. They're showing you who they are every day. They don't even care anymore. They're showing you that they're a violent, nasty group of people who will stop at nothing for power. It's funny that Hillary Clinton comes out and says, you know, Mitch McConnell's all about power, and she's projecting. Because the Democrats have been about power since 2016. They don't have it. And they're acting like a bunch of two-year-olds who don't have any power anymore. So I'm going to do a whole week dedicated to the Supreme Court next week. But this week is actually another legal position. And I wanted to do this on Constitution Day, right, the 17th. Because of the hurricane and some other things that we had in the Gulf, I didn't get that done this past week. So we're going to talk about today on a Saturday. And my Abbeville podcast will be out tomorrow. If you want to listen to the Abbeville podcast, just get it on Sunday this week. But we're going to do this episode on an important court decision that came out last week, and I received several emails about this. It was a big win for liberty, it was said, because we had a federal court knock down the mandates from the state of Pennsylvania when it comes to gathering bans and stay-at-home orders. So people like Judge Napolitano, people like Ron Paul, they were very supportive of this decision because liberty won. Here's the problem. And I'm going to read an article from Reason. And I know that, you know, Reason is a... Well, actually, let me go and read an article from The Hill because that would be a little something different. Reason, of course, is more of a left libertarian website. And they're going to be fully in line with supporting a 14th Amendment incorporationist position. That's the main problem. I'm going to talk about that. And again, I'm going to try to keep this podcast around 20 minutes. That was my goal, to keep them, to shorten them up so we have, you know, the commute-sized podcasts instead of longer ones. I know some people don't like that, but that's what we're going for here. So this piece at The Hill says, a federal judge ruled on Monday that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's coronavirus orders, which shut down the state, closed businesses, and limited gatherings, were unconstitutional. I mean, look, amen, right? I've been talking about this since all this happened. If the state of Pennsylvania, now the state of Pennsylvania could do a lot, but if it was violating the Constitution of the state of Pennsylvania, then you had a problem. The problem with this, and there's a little bit of a caveat here, so I'm going to get into that. The problem with this is that the state, it was already challenged in the state of Pennsylvania, and the state Supreme Court sided with the governor. Well, because they're in the same party. So here is a problem to think locally, act locally. If you vote tyrants into your state, well, guess what? You're going to get tyrannical government. Now, but looking for the general government to bail you out is not a very good idea long term, because if you look for the big boy on the block to bail you out, the big boy on the block is going to come calling at times, and they're going to want their due as well. And this is where you get into problems with the federal court system. The federal court system is just as dangerous as the state court system. In fact, I would argue more dangerous. What we have done here in this decision is destroy federalism again. So let me continue reading the piece. U.S. District Judge William Stickman, a Trump appointee, said in his opinion that COVID-19 orders from Wolf and Pennsylvania's Secretary of Health Rachel Levine violated and continue to violate the First Amendment right to freedom of assembly and the due process and equal protection clauses of the 14th Amendment. Now, stop there. They violated the Bill of Rights for the state of Pennsylvania. Now, this is what they violated. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. It has everything to do with the Bill of Rights in the state of Pennsylvania. Go look at their Constitution. They clearly have restrictions on the power of the governor and the legislature in Pennsylvania to do these things. Okay? So the opinion should have said, well, you violated your own constitution. You can't do this. If you appeal to the federal judge, well, at least the federal judge could have done a solid to federalism and said, well, you're violating the state constitution here. The U.S. Constitution has nothing to do with this. And by invoking the 14th Amendment, well, you just open up a whole can of worms there. You see, I know left libertarians want to use the 14th Amendment because, of course, it's going to help support liberty. The problem with all of this is that only some amendments are applied this way, right? And others are not. And this destroys the federal system of the United States. In fact, you can also argue that the 14th Amendment was never intended to do any of this. If you look at Raoul Berger, and I know when you say Raoul Berger, the left says, oh my gosh, that guy, he's just a... He's a terrible guy, terrible opinions on things. But I think Raoul Berger had it pretty close to accurate in his government by judiciary. We don't want that. We don't want government by judiciary. This is why the entire left is melting down over Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? RBG. They're melting down because they know that they've created a government by judiciary on purpose. And if they don't control that judiciary, they lose. But see, is this what America really wants? We want 9 unelected individuals determining what happens for 320 million people. It's lunacy. It's lunacy. This is why Think Locally, Act Locally works better. Now, in this case, we had an appeal to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They knocked it down. So, well, we're going to appeal to the federal courts then. But by doing that, you're opening up a whole new can of worms. And it's unfortunate this is what they did. The efforts to stop the spread of coronavirus were undertaken with the good intention of addressing a public health emergency, Stickman wrote, but even an emergency, the authority of the government is not unfettered, he added. There's no question that this country has faced and will face emergencies of every sort. But the solution to a national crisis can never be permitted to supersede the commitment to individual liberty that stands at the foundation of American experiment. I mean, this is great, right? I mean, he's right about this. We shouldn't have shut down the country the way that we did. And the states were operating based on reports and not actual science or other things or what other states were doing. They were just following lockstep. Oh, this state did it. I'm going to do it. And that was actually brought out in this case, apparently. And the governor had egg all over his face because they didn't have any information to justify locking everything, particularly church gatherings and other things. But they didn't have the information that would have justified these things. 4 Pennsylvania counties, Butler, Fayette, Greene, and Washington, along with Representative Mike Kelly, 3 state representatives, and 7 businesses and their owners challenged the state government's coronavirus orders. Their lawsuit was filed in May when these counties were in the red phase that required residents to stay at home. Lindsay Kinzinger, a spokesperson for the governor's office, said the administration was disappointed by the ruling and filed an appeal. The actions taken by the administration were mirrored by governors across the country and saved and continue to save lives in the absence of federal action. Well, we know this is not true. The costs, the unseen costs, I mean, it's the bastier, the seen and the unseen. The unseen are all the people that are having mental health crisis, the economic ramifications, the people dying because they're afraid to go to hospitals. All this stuff, we've cost millions of people their livelihood. I mean, who knows the toll that this has caused around the world in terms of a health crisis? We know that substance abuse and other things are up because of this. The health crisis that this is created by the governor. It's not the coronavirus. It's the government. Dave Smith on social media said, look, we need to stop saying the coronavirus has caused this. The government has caused this. The government has caused this health problem, this economic problem. This is the government. It's not a virus. It's the government that did this. She said the decision is especially worrying as Pennsylvania and the rest of the country are likely to face a challenging time with the possible resurgence of COVID-19 and the flu in the fall and winter. Well, I mean, are we going to shut down the economy for the flu? We never have before, not one time. And people die from that. I mean, this is where, you know, it was supposed to be where we're going to flatten the curve. We know it's going to infect people, but we're going to try to keep the hospitals free so people can get on ventilators and people can do what they need to do. But now we're going to shut everything down until we have no cases. I mean, this is just idiocy at this point. Kinzinger clarified that the ruling related to the business closures order, the stay-at-home orders, and the indoor and outdoor gathering limitations, not the other orders such as the mandatory mask order. Well, this is true. Right, so they didn't go over the mandatory mask order. But again, can the government even mandate that you wear a mask? Because it's not a free market issue, really. If a business wants to say, look, I want you to wear a mask in this business, unless you have a health issue, well, I mean, a business should be able to do that. But you see, we don't have private property anymore. And the 14th Amendment is responsible for that. You don't have private property even in your own yard. It's not yours. If you get a puddle in your yard and it sits there for a long period of time, some states can say that's a wetland. You can't do anything with it. I mean, this is ridiculous. You don't have private property. If you've got eminent domain, you really don't have private property. You don't have private property. And the 14th Amendment is a vehicle to that confiscation of property. Previous rulings have rejected several challenges to Wolf's coronavirus orders. In July, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled the state legislature cannot end the coronavirus shutdown. There's a state Supreme Court getting involved and, of course, saying that the state legislature, the elected individuals, can't do it. Other governors across the country took similar steps early in the coronavirus pandemic, with most states implementing stay-at-home orders and shutting down businesses. But that doesn't make it right. I mean, just because other people do it. There was a Babylon Bee that said, you know, government has now mandated everyone jump off a bridge. Everybody jumps off a bridge. I mean, this is how stupid this stuff really is. Just because somebody does it, I mean, you've been told this your entire life. Just because somebody does it, doesn't mean it's the smart thing to do or the right thing to do. Pennsylvania has since lifted most of the coronavirus restrictions, but still limits indoor gatherings to 25 people, outdoor gatherings to 250 people, and indoor dining to 25% occupancy. The indoor dining capacity is expected to rise to 50% on September 21st, according to CBS Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania has documented 140,842 confirmed COVID-19 cases, but what does that really mean, the way we're testing? And 7,869 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. The New York Times categorizes Pennsylvania as a state where cases are lower and staying low, with a seven-day average of 676 new cases per day. But again, what does that actually mean? So we've got The Hill with a fairly balanced article on this. I mean, The Hill doesn't usually do a good job of that, but this is fairly balanced. But nobody brings up the federalism issue here. Not even Judge Knapp, not even Ron Paul. They don't bring up the federalism issue because they get caught up, well, I mean, the court did what we wanted it to do. It's kind of like what's going to happen with the Supreme Court and the appointment of a judge. None of this should really matter because, you see, there shouldn't be an appeal to a federal court in this particular way. It's not citizens of a different state and Pennsylvania. It's citizens of Pennsylvania arguing in Pennsylvania, which should have stayed in Pennsylvania, because we have federalism in the United States. This is not a federal issue. It's not a 14th Amendment issue. It's not a First Amendment issue. It's a state issue, because you could have gone to another state Now, if we wanted to, if the general government had done this, if the general government had required that everyone locked down, well, then it becomes an issue for the federal government to deal with, not the state governments. And that is where we have disconnect. That's where people don't get it when it comes to court rulings. We can say, yeah, I mean, look, I look at this and say, great, bravo. The courts have come in and said something that was clearly correct in what these things are doing. They're killing liberty, and they're violating not the U.S. Constitution, though, but the state constitution. And that's what needed to be said. That's what needed to be said. This decision, and of course, they're going to appeal, so it's going to go before a higher federal court. But what is going to happen there? Well, we're just going to have a discussion of the 14th Amendment again and the First Amendment. Instead of, you know, this is a state issue. What the states do here is up to the states. But you see, Trump is a nationalist. The Republicans are nationalists. The Federalist Society are nationalists. They're all nationalists. They all believe in the Supremacy Clause. The Supremacy Clause means the general government is supreme over everything. This is what they believe in. And so because of that, we get rulings like this. That is the major issue here with this kind of decision. So when you look at the Reason article, I mean, it's fully in line with this decision. The author of the piece says, my sense is that the substantive argument invalidating the business shutdowns isn't really consistent with the court's precedents on economic regulation and the rational basis test. Rightly or wrongly, the court has held that the government has very broad authority in drawing lines when it comes to economic regulation, and that it seems to me to include making case-by-case decisions that may be hard to fit into a clearly articulable rule. I doubt that this part of the decision will survive on appeal, though I've been proved wrong. So they're getting into some of the other things here that might be a little bit in the weeds. But generally, libertarians loved this decision because, and I guess it's, you know, hey, we'll take a victory when we can get it. We have to be careful with this because it opens the door for further abuse of power by the central authority. And when I talk about the Supreme Court next week, I'll do 4 days in some way on the courts, the federal court system. If you look at my How Alexander Hamilton Screwed Up America, that particular book, the last half of the book is about the federal courts. So I'll do something for 4 days about the federal courts and what we're doing here and how this works. But this is a disaster in many ways. It's a disaster. We've let the big boy come in and knock down the governor. But is that not what we have been suspicious of for a long period of time, the big boy coming in and knocking down the governor? What if the governor is doing something that we like and the federal court comes and says, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You let the big boy in and you got to pay homage to the big boy and you got to give them their due too. And that becomes disastrous long term for real liberty in America. Bottom up, think locally, act locally. This is not a think locally, act locally decision. This is a nationalist decision, and it's dangerous for that particular reason because it opens the door to other nationalist decisions. And I mean, theoretically, if this happened in Pennsylvania, then this should be applied to every state in the United States. This is what the left would do. They would say, well, here it is. A decision in this state now applies to every state in the country. But you see, we're not going to do that in this case because the left doesn't want to do that. In New York, they wouldn't follow this decision. In California, they wouldn't follow this decision. But if you applied it everywhere, if this is... See, this is where selective federalism is our mainstay in America. Selective federalism. It only is federalism when it works for us. When it doesn't work for us, we're going to nationalism. This is where we need to have consistency across the board. All right. So, I wanted to address this particular decision. I think it was that important to talk about. I know that there's the big deal with Ginsburg's death and the Supreme Court and what's going to happen there. There's a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to talk about with the court. I'll have to get into that. I'm going to take some time with that next week. But again, I'm trying to keep these podcasts under 20 minutes. So, we've done that with this one. I'll see you next time on the Brian McClanahan Show. See you next week.